When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, dear friends, if any army produces men and women or fields who receive an army order and fail to react when they are asked to advance, when they are asked to get on the offensive, and they are laid back, and they are taking it easy, what would you say? Is there any such army in the whole world? No. It is amazing how the modern armies advance in the face of withering fire. My, I don't know how advance is possible when people are being mown down by automatic and powerful explosives. But that's what happens even today. Now, are we not going to field people who will be faithful to the Lord? Yes. God will help us to field such people, including the tough places in the world. I was somewhat deeply concerned with this. Did the devil show Jesus Christ the glories of this world and say, all these will I give you? And our Savior, of course, had no quarter for such things. And if Jesus could have been presented with that kind of temptation, what about us? What about church members? What about people who are just nominally Christian? We just become slaves to the world. And how tragic it is. You know, you have the whole world before us. The Lord Jesus Christ asked us to take the good news to every creature. And we have failed to advance and reach every creature, even after nearly 20 centuries, let's say. Now, dear friends, in the scripture, as the word of God progressed from city to city, it was recorded that souls were added to the church and souls were added to the Lord. If you will turn quickly to Acts 5th chapter, 14th verse. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. Next week, I'm supposed to be preaching, God willing, in two other places. One of them, where such a large multitude is present, that I have sometimes stood on the platform and said, Lord, I want 30,000 souls today. And the Spirit moved upon that vast crowd of 100,000 as they would humble themselves, weep, and confess their sins. You see, after all, that is the Scripture. And you see it right from the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 9, and of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Now, I cannot understand why we write off or forget some of those scriptures which we read so frequently. The 7th verse of Isaiah 9, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So, my dear friends, when I hear of places where there's a falling back, there's a shrinking, there is an unfaithfulness because of the fury of the enemy or because of worldly temptations, I say that does not fit into the Scripture. I go by the Word of God. Thy word is settled forever in heaven. So, when we see the book of Acts, we see the work of the Holy Spirit in that early church, which would not give quarter to lying, to covetousness. You see, here Ananias and Sapphira need not have pretended at all that they were making a great offering of the land, the sum for which their land had been sold. There was no need for that pretense. You know, religion and pretense don't go together. In the old days, when I started preaching 50 years ago, people used to have just two suits, normal people. One, a workaday suit for the workplace, and a Sunday best. When you're dressed up, if you wish. And so, there would be two suits. But I want to tell you, my dear friends, a Christian really has one real apparel in the sight of God. A clean, spotless apparel. A conscience that is clean. Now, to my great amazement, back 50 years ago, I found that there was hardly any emphasis upon cleaning up one's conscience, putting things right, returning the stolen stuff, and so on. These things were hardly mentioned. And as one gentleman, a consular official, said to me, "You know, I'm supposed to be a Christian, but I have been stealing stamps in the consulate. I've been using it for myself." You see, my dear friends, he had to take the step of going to the consul general and saying, "This is what I have been doing." And he came through to the Lord. He became a radiant person. There were quite a number of others, you know, they would feel convicted of their covetousness. I remember a nurse. She came to me one night and she said, "Mr. Daniel, You know, my money has been rusting in the bank. I have been very covetous. I want to do something for God. You know, it has been my practice never to ask anybody for a penny. So, when here was this young woman who wanted to do something for God, when the evangelist who was leading those big meetings was in great trouble. But when it comes to the kingdom of God, we only count the pennies. And we loudly proclaim the soul of one man is more valuable than all the gold in the world. What doth it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Look at the unreality of the whole thing. That's not being real. You can't say, hey, this man's soul is so precious, but all I can do is to fill my own pocket. What does that make me? A round hypocrite. All right, what am I doing for that man? Some years ago, a dentistry professor, this gentleman wanted to commit suicide. And as he was passing by one of our centers, I said, let the gate bear these words, have these words, Jesus saves. He entered and was converted, he and his family. Now his daughter, as a dentistry professor, is a witness for the Lord, and his son-in-law, the only daughter whom he wanted to administer poison to. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Let us pray. O thou who art the builder of the church, we fall at your feet. We certainly don't know how to reach the multitudes. O thou builder of the church, we come to you. We want you to transmit faith into our hearts. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.